Welcome back to the Strong and Lean at Any Age podcast. I am Susan Niebergall, and I am so excited for this episode today because joining me is one of my really, really good buddies, Nick Reese. Nick is an incredible trainer based out of Frederick, Maryland. I think Nick is one of the brightest lights in the fitness industry today. He has an incredibly huge heart and is one of the best motivators I've ever been around. In this episode, Nick and I talk about the confidence that comes around with lifting significant weight, especially as we age. We talk about how fitness isn't supposed to take over your life, it's supposed to enhance your life. We talk about how cutting out foods is not the answer. And we also talk about what eating more really means. Nick and I cover a lot of ground in this interview, and I think you're going to absolutely love what he has to say. So grab your coffee, because he loves coffee too. Grab your coffee, put your feet up, and take a listen, and let us know what you think. Enjoy.
Hello?
Hey, hey.
Hey,
Nick.
How's it going?
How are you, my friend?
Good. How are you doing?
Yeah, good. Good. What's going on in Frederick, Maryland?
Nice. Not much. It's frosting up here. Well, it's cold now, so I'm feeling a lot better. How about you?
Yeah, same here. Same here. It's, I had to actually find my little scraper this morning for my car.
I love it.
I know, I'm ready. I am so ready.
Here, it's just like, it's just been too hot, like, too long.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'm ready for fall. You know, that's one thing I love about living kind of where we both live in this area is that we get four very distinct seasons here.
I'm hoping we have winter this year, though. Like, I'm really...
God, you...
Some snow.
You and me... Yeah, yeah. You and me, I'm good. We bought this big mama snowblower, like... It's been a year and a half and we haven't, you know, there's not been anything worth using it.
I know that's the worst too.
Yeah. Yeah. So everyone in the DC metropolitan area, you can thank the Niebergalls for the lack of snow. If you're not fond of snow, thank us because we bought the humongous snowblower thinking that we were going to need it. And of course, as soon as we buy it, there's no snow. So if you love snow, my apologies. If you hate snow, thank me.
You know, maybe you need to return it, wait till it snows, and then buy another one.
And then buy another one.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, my friend. So what are you up to today? What's going on?
Not much. Just making coffee and just getting started with the day. What about you?
Yeah, you know, had a couple calls early this morning, and I don't do too many in-person clients, but I had one this morning because I'm traveling starting tomorrow, so I wanted to kind of squeeze her back in. But and then I'm hitting it hard this afternoon. So busy days, right?
Yeah, I always do.
Amen.
I usually do like 2 hours in the morning, and then like 2 or 3 hours in the evening of in-person, and they're small groups.
Yeah,
I'll
do you.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So tell me a little bit about how you structure things and where you actually train out of.
So I'm at a gym. It's called Mad Fitness. It's a they specialize in like performance training, and then they have like specialty classes that you can come in with like a normal membership, which is really cool. And I do my own program, like small group, semi-private, and we do like lots of heavy weightlifting and high intensity cardio.
Nice. How many people do you average in those groups?
Anywhere from like 2 to 8, depending on the day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's like a strength conditioning type setup where like everybody partners, works together, and goes through the workout.
That's great.
Yeah, it's
and
cool.
And what I love about formats like that is that it's very much like a personal training session, but you have the camaraderie of some other people.
Yeah, exactly. And it helps too, because then they can learn a lot more and then they can become self-sufficient.
Yeah. Oh, you know, and it's so funny you bring that up because I have a small group training program as well. And because of time and things, we have taken, and I have a partner with that, Lars. Lars and I have taken these people and we have made them in, we've transitioned them into online clients actually. But we only could do that really because of what you just said, yeah. because they learn through this format to be self-sufficient. You
yeah,
know?
Exactly. And that goes, like, I feel like that's one thing not a lot of trainers do is they like don't want to tell their clients everything because they're scared they're going to leave. And
yeah.
like that's
yeah,
horrible.
I, yeah.
Like I ideally everybody would be self-sufficient and know everything so that they, you know, would be able to work out on their own. But then the group atmosphere, like they like the group. So they're going to keep coming in. But if somebody moves or I move or I'm not there for a week or they travel or whatever, they should still be able to go along about everything.
Oh, 100%. And I kind of think that that's kind of part of our job
yeah.
is to get people, you know, to be able to do this for their life on their own at some
exactly.
point, you know, to get the confidence. Yeah. And that experience. Absolutely. I kind of think that's what we should be doing.
Yeah. It's funny because it doesn't always happen that way, which is weird. But
yeah,
surely,
no, I agree.
I think it'll change and it'll become that thing where everybody's learning so much that all of a sudden, like, our country just gets healthier.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, I think that whole concept of being afraid of losing people as clients and stuff kind of transfers into, you know, the professionals in our industry.
Yeah.
You know, it's so interesting because the circle that you and I are in, and actually, I should tell everyone, Nick and I became connected through the Inner Circle.
Yeah.
With Jordan and both attended a seminar up in New York. And so we've been good buddies ever since. And I think the circles that we tend to be in, we're so fortunate because we
yeah.
are all so supportive of each other.
Exactly.
There's no like, ooh, I'm threatened because I don't want that person to get my people or my
exactly.
stuff or whatever.
Exactly.
You know?
And the funny thing is I tell people all the time, I'm like, one, there's enough for everybody.
Yeah.
And two, like, even if you're doing the exact same thing, like, two people are totally different. And
yeah.
I feel like if your genuine goal is really to help people, then, like, I know I'm not for everybody, but I'm sure I know
yeah.
somebody who could help you. And
that is an incredible statement because I so agree with you on that.
Yeah.
That yeah, not everyone's a fit for us,
exactly.
you know. But chances are we'll probably be able to point you in a direction to somebody that might be a better fit and more power to them. You know, if you find somebody that fits you and what you need and everything better, then let's do it.
Yeah. And I think that goes like, there's just not enough of that. Like just
mm-hmm.
in general, like, cause I have people, they'll call me up. I'm like, hey, like what I do, you're not going to have fun. Like I know right now. And they're, you know, I really want, because my friend does this. I was like, hey, well, you know, go try this. Try out these two options. If you don't, then we can make it work. But, you know, you're not going to see the best results. You're not going to see the most fun out of it.
Oh, and, yeah, 100%.
And I think that just comes down to really helping people. Like, fitness has just become like, what do you call it? Popular now. I feel
mm-hmm.
like it's really popular
yeah.
now to like be a trainer and be a coach. And so that you get a lot of people that are in it, like any industry, just to make money and not because like it's what they want to do. Like whether I get paid or not, like I would do this all day, every day.
You and me
yeah.
both, brother.
You know,
I I'm in a fortunate position. There's not many good things about getting older like me, but the one thing is I've had a career already, so I am kind of, I'm retired from that, and I have a pension and all the rest that old people have, whatever.
You're not
but
old.
This is
you're not old. Anybody who sees you, they'll be like, wait, what? Go watch her workout and then tell me.
You know, it is that age thing, and I've been around my soon-to-be 90-year-old mother a lot recently, and it just a lot of things play into your head with that, but you know, just having I don't have to pay rent with this. I'm not trying to live or raise a family. I've done all that, so I am here as you are here, Because it's a passion of ours. And I think what you just said, you would do it all day, every day. Yeah, right?
Yeah. Without a doubt, without even, yeah. And the funny thing is, like, when I had my football coach in college, Coach Colbert, he told us, like, one of the first days I'd met him, like, we're going through camp, and he said, you know, we were sitting in a meeting, he's like, find something you're passionate about, and you'll find a way to make a living doing it. And yeah. I wasn't one yeah. of those people that went to school to learn. I went to school to play football. That's what I did. And then, you know, that's over. My grades weren't the worst. I wasn't the best, but I was like, you know what? I like the gym and mm-hmm. working out. Let me just go see if I could go work in a gym. And everything just fell into place.
Yeah. You know, you found the marriage of helping people and through, you know, a fitness track, you know, and improving their lives.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was the same. I was a school counselor for years and years and years. So I've been in the helping kind of industry forever. But then I had this passion of being a gym rat. And so the marriage of those two, you know, it's the
That's
same
awesome.
Thing. We find, yeah, we find that connection. And we now have our passion. So that, and that's one reason why we in the circle that we're in, we just click,
yeah.
I think. And it's because we're all on the same page with that. And I just love that.
Exactly. Like it's so supportive. Like just everybody gets it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I know Nick, by the way, you guys, Nick has helped me so much with the technology, with even this recording app. I mean, holy crap. I am like little lost Lucy here on a lot of technology crap. And it is the bane of my existence, but I'm learning, I'm getting better.
You're a great student.
He bailed me out. And that's just showing you that we will do whatever we can to help each other, you know, whatever
exactly.
it is. And I just love that.
That's awesome.
I just love it. Who are the clientele, kind of the typical client that's at your facility?
It is right. It's mainly women that I work with.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably maybe like a 70-30 split women to men. And then it's people who are just looking to incorporate fitness into their lifestyle without it taking over their life. So,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
I have people who don't have jobs, who are, you know, like older, retired, and people who are young, like early 20s, but they all have that same underlying thing that they want to get stronger, feel better, and not have it take over their life in a way where they're like always thinking about, you know, what they have to eat. Like we go out, I do workouts at breweries and then we'll like eat and drink beers afterwards.
Oh, so, fun. Yeah. That sounds great.
Yeah.
And you have that age range in the same workout,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. So everybody,
yeah.
it's kind of like that mindset, kind of like how, you know, us in the inner circle, like everybody has that same mindset. Like I'll work with anybody, but it's that underlying mindset that really ties everything in together.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And like the older people who, whether they're in their 50s, 60s or up or whatever, can do the same exercises. That's why I don't think people understand the basic exercise as the same as a 20 something, but okay. So maybe you modify, if it's a squat, maybe they do a box squat or a goblet squat instead of loading it on their back or, you know, I mean, there's mm-hmm. all kinds of ways to make all of that work, which is the cool thing about what we
exactly.
do.
Exactly. Did you see that thing on TV where they were like, if you're over like 40 or 50, like avoid these exercises?
You know what? Yeah, I did. And you know, when I saw that, I said, I am screwed.
I know. And I was thinking like everybody came in the next day because I have a few ladies that are in their 50s and they were like, Nick, what have you been doing to us? I was like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, right. It's like, no.
And it's like, yeah. but like, I believe she's like maybe 120 pounds, but she deadlifts 205. And I'm like trying to
yeah.
talk her into like the Maryland State competition for like just deadlift mm-hmm. because she's like right there at a record. And I'm like, you should just
wow.
do it. She's like, well, I don't know. Like, I just want to come in, work out and leave. Like, but you have a chance to do something
Yeah. Yeah.
great. And then, you know, I hear her come back. She's like, you know, so I asked my son how much he deadlifts and he didn't tell me. And I was like, well, if I saw your video.
Yeah. And he doesn't want to say that he either does less or just a
I
little bit
know.
more. Yeah. Yeah. No, I and there's something about that exercise in particular for people in, I think, in my age bracket, that is empowering beyond
Oh,
words, beyond
yeah.
description. I don't, I it is something inside that just lights up the second you get your technique down and you're lifting some significant weight, whether it's from the floor or you're pressing it over your head or your bench, you know, whatever it is. There's something about that for middle-aged women that is, I can't describe it. It's just a confidence that oozes, you know, just
I
oozes into
know, and
everything.
it's I go back and think back through like history and just like the role of women and thinking that there
Yeah.
were certain things that like you couldn't do, like historically, like you know, you can't exercise, you can't do these types of things. And now, like that, you know, middle-aged generation, like growing up, it wasn't that prevalent. Like now, it's no big, like nobody bats an eye twice if you walk into a gym, whether you're a man or a woman, seeing a man or woman come into the gym. But I feel like, you know,
Yeah,
50
oh,
years
right.
ago, or even, you know, 30, 20 years ago, it was like a huge deal to see women go in and not just get on the treadmill. And
100%.
I
Yeah.
think now, like, once you realize that strength you have, then you realize that you are strong. And that's like, that's the best thing is seeing, like, you know, somebody pick up that weight, and then you're like, oh my God, I did it. It's like, see, it wasn't that bad, was it? Like, can we do more? It's
Yeah.
like, fuck yeah,
Yeah.
we can do more.
Yeah. Yeah, let's go, man. Yeah, let's go. That is something that from a coach perspective, I don't know if there's anything quite as rewarding
No.
as that, you know, is just to see the light switch go on for something that they were previously afraid of or assuming that they couldn't do, that they weren't strong enough to do, they weren't ready to do any of those beliefs that they had going on in their head, and to finally do it, and the exhilaration from
Oh
that is
yeah,
incredible.
it's a, and then the energy just explodes, and then everybody else is like,
Yeah.
and it happens more often than not. Like, we'll have I've like the workout structured and planned, and we usually do, you know, like 6 sets of 3, like heavy lifting, pretty much once each week, and it'll always happen. Somebody will go heavy, they're like, can I just do this the rest of, like, I want to keep going. I'm like, yeah. Then somebody else will pick up. They're like, you know what? I'm feeling good. And I'm like, all right. Max out session. If everybody's feeling good, we're just gonna go with it.
There you go. There you go.
Love it.
Yeah. And yeah, I love that too. I have a new online client who's local, so we kind of meet up once a month-ish, something like that, just because we can. And she, when I taught her how to deadlift in person, she just now has, it's like her whole mindset has changed. You know, she is totally wanting to push and wanting to increase her weight and keep going. And I mean, yeah, the smile on her face is
Yeah, it's
incredible.
awesome. I love it.
Yeah, I think we're fortunate in being able to do that with, and I think it's a middle, I don't want to say it's just middle-aged women, but I think just because so many middle-aged women in particular just have the belief system that it's not for them, it's too late, I'm gonna get hurt, I'm not strong enough, all these negatives that are going on in their head that's just been planted there over
Exactly.
time.
Exactly.
And I know that clientele is pretty much who I deal with, and I know you probably have a lot as well. And I think the more we can get the message out, and we're both doing that, you know, that it's not too late to change. It's not too late to do whatever the hell you want to
Exactly.
do, you know.
Exactly.
I
Exactly.
mean, if you want to do a powerlifting meet, let's
Exactly.
go.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. You know, I'm curious. with all your clients out there, what are some common, what are the common issues that they bring to the table?
One, I'll tell you the big common issue. One is when they're starting off like eating, trying to, you know, change eating habits, is to eat more before you start taking things out. So, you know, however you eat now, regardless of what that is, I'm like, you know, just eat some more vegetables, start off with that. And they're like, you know, I want to cut out soda. I want to do this. I want to do that. I'm like, hey, well, you know, I have to like, okay, so these are advanced, we'll say dieting techniques. If you're going to, you know, go into, say you just got your license and I'm going to ask a drag race car and go as fast as you can, would you be able to do it? And you have no experience driving at all. They're like, well, no. I'm like, okay, so why would you try? That's the same thing when you start trying to cut out foods before you're not even eating what you're supposed to eat. And
oh gosh, what a great, hold on for a second. That was fantastic analogy. Yeah, that is fantastic analogy. Why are you cutting things out when you don't even have the basic tools on board yet?
Exactly. And
yeah,
once that happens and we go through all that and then we realize, you know, what's going on, then they're like, oh, and then, you know, just start eating more vegetables, start there and we'll work out the rest. And then, you know, slowly but surely, but then what it gives them is a sense of once you don't have to take anything out, then all of a sudden it doesn't really taste that good. I'm like, eat whatever you want, like eat however much, whatever you want, but you need to have green beans and some carrots every day. Start there.
Yeah.
Start there. Well, I don't like salad. Well, you know, there's a lot of other shit out there to eat other than salads. So, then once they do that, then, you know, step by step, little by little, then the eating habits have changed and they have not thought about restricting anything, but then they're automatically eating less calories without even thinking about it.
Right. And, you know, that ties into what we hear so much about when people say, you know, well, I should be eating more. And when a lot of people hear that, they think more means let's increase the calorie numbers. When more doesn't mean that, it means eating nutrient dense foods that are higher in volume for the same calories. So when you see those pictures on these infographics that have, here's 2000 calories on this side, and it has like three or four things, right? And then on this side, 2000 calories has a crap ton of stuff on it. And that's what eating more means. And I think that shift is a hard one for people to understand right away. It's not, more doesn't mean take 400 more calories and add it on. No, it means let's look at what you're eating and let's try to get more bang for your buck, really. You know, if you want some volume, let's
go. And then there's some things that are like, you know, people tell me all the time, you know, I can't give up popcorn, or I like, you know, having some ice cream each night.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, as long as you're okay with doing what you need to in order to eat that more often than you should, just know, like, you're gonna need to make some changes. If you want to have your cake and eat it too. Yeah. And then, you know, I think a lot of it too is just being honest and realistic with yourself. Like, some people are like,
well, and that is huge, because I'll tell you one issue that I see a lot, and you probably do too, because you led right into that, is that people want 100% of the results with doing 50% of the work, you know, and it doesn't work that way. But it also doesn't mean that you become severely restrictive either. That's not what 100% of the work is. That just means figuring out what's going to work into your lifestyle. You know, I mean, if you love pizza, you find a way to include pizza, but that takes a little bit of work.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes some number crunching, sometimes, are you going to lighten up your calories earlier in the day? Cause you know, you're having pizza later. I mean, you can obviously have pizza. Pizza's awesome, but you just need to work on that and figure out how's it going to work best for you.
And I have a lot of people too, that are like, they don't have time to like cook meals. So they're always eating fast food. I'm like, all right, you know, it's going to be a little, like, you're not going to be able to eat as much. Like, that's just the reality of it.
Yeah.
But this is the best that you can do now. And once they get to that point telling me that, they're like, hey, like, I'm really trying. I'm just, it's too much stress in my life. Like, I have to stop and pick something up. And I'm like, That's all I needed to hear is know that you finally realized that, okay, this is my life. I have to accept it. And
yeah. And you, and then you find ways to, you know, fit things in that work for
I'm
you.
Like, just go through the menu, you know, I'll do like, I'll take, you know, Taco Bell menu. Cause I love Taco Bell as much as the next person. And we'll go through, we'll be like, these are things of Taco Bell that you can eat.
Yeah.
Go through the next sets of restaurants. But then what that does too, is it builds their awareness and it doesn't make them feel bad that they're eating fast food. You know?
Yeah. And, you know, fast food's evolved. I mean, you know, obviously your first choice would be if you have more control at home and cook stuff, whatever, at home. But, you know, fast food since when I was a kid certainly has evolved dramatically with regards to choices.
Oh, yeah.
You know, there are some decent options wherever you go now. I mean, there is. And it still is it better maybe or more efficient or what? I mean, more nutrient dense and whatever to be at home. Yes, it is. But that's not life all the time. You know, the reality is you may be on the road a lot and you have no, literally you have 15 minutes. So yeah, maybe you do have to go through a drive-thru and it's not the end of the world.
And I think, you know,
I
just realizing that and knowing that, okay, this, you just have to do the best that you can do at any given time. And that's enough.
It is. And I think that's, boy, that was a huge burden off my shoulders when I finally let that go, you know? And I think it took a while because, you know, I think I was programmed one way for so long. You know, I was so restrictive and people fed this back to me saying I was so disciplined and that kept fueling the fire. You know, that was positive feedback for me. But I look back at that and thinking, no, that's not discipline. That was like being way too restrictive, but people viewed it that way because I would always turn down cake or I was always turned down whatever. And that was no way to go through life, not being able to celebrate birthdays, not feeling like you could have a piece of cake because you were going to blow everything by a piece of cake, you know, and you say that out loud now. And it's like, wow, that sounds, you know, that doesn't make any sense.
I love that you said that. That's one thing I use as a tactic for everybody. I'm like, if they hear some advice or they say something, I'm like, say it out loud and tell me how it sounds.
Yeah.
And then if they're like, I have somebody, you know, I can't eat carrots because there's too much sugar. I'm like, all right, tell me that to my face and tell me how it sounds afterwards. And they get like halfway through it and they're like, I'm sorry. I'm like, don't be sorry. Just say it to yourself before you say it to me.
Yeah, that, you know, and that comes up a lot with fruit, you know, the whole sugar and fruit and it's going to make you fat and yeah, blah, blah, blah. And I do the same thing. I have them say that out loud. And then I say, how many people do you know that have gotten fat off of eating fruit? Name one. And, you know, of course they can't. And then, you know, sometimes if you post stuff like that, you'll have the crazy person out there in Instagram land sort of saying, well, what about diabetes? And all, you know, of course there are extreme health issues that you may or may not have to be aware of certain things, but for the vast, vast, vast majority of us, it's all good.
Exactly. And even still with diabetes, like it's the fluctuation. So if you're consistent in what you're doing, like the sugar isn't going to spike you up that, like it's just, that's not how it works.
No. And, you know, it's interesting because I have one of my group now turned online client members who had diabetes, who has diabetes, but his levels have dramatically leveled off because he is now focused on protein intake and he's exercising like a madman and he's doing all kinds of great things. But his nutrition, he's dialed in his calories and his protein intake is at a nice, reasonable level for him. And all of a sudden, everything else is starting just to fall right into
right?
place.
I love when you get this and it's like, hey, just got my blood work. My levels, like,
yes,
they were, you know, like 17, 18. And now it's like at a 5.5 or 5.6, which is like in a decent range to, like, you know, come off of some medications.
Yeah. Oh, right. That's huge. That is huge. And that is another like major confidence boosting thing. And you know, that those kind of results and that kind of progress just come from the consistency in effort through all of this, you know?
There's no special thing. It's just consistently doing what you need to do. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh wow, I dropped some pounds. My blood work came back better. I feel better.
And guess what? That makes you more motivated to keep going.
Everybody needs motivation.
It's kind of, yeah. And I think that is, I get asked about motivation a lot, and I'm sure you do as well. And I think people seem to think that it is something that you can find, that it's under that tree over there, and you just got to walk over there and get it, you know, or you're going to listen to a song and you're going to get motivated, or you're going to see a quote and it's going to motivate you. And I try to tell people, it's not anything that you're going to find. It's something that you're going to create, you know, and you're going to create it from being consistent with whatever your program is. You just do it. Stop quitting, stop giving up, and just keep going, because then you're going to see progress, and then you're going to be, oh, this is, you know, and then the motivation, the internal motivation, it's going to be inside of you then.
Exactly.
You know?
And that's what just keeps it going. Like, we wake up, we usually try to get to the gym every day during like wedding season. We usually take Fridays off just before wedding, just to sleep in and relax. Mm-hmm. But our goals, every morning we just get up and go to the gym. And some days, especially like during the fall, like during wedding season, like some days the workouts are just barely moving along. Like we're just dragging. And then other days we have good ones, but it's like, hey, we're going to the gym even if we're going to go to the gym and just stretch. But that habit of making sure you get in there, and then you go in and then you do a little more. But, you know, the goal, what keeps us motivated, is we don't want to break our streak because we've been going. So we don't have to go in and do we don't have to go in and do the best ever. We just need to go.
That's so what it is. There are going to be days where you get in there and maybe you're just going to walk or do, you know, whatever. But you just keep that streak going. You keep that habit in place. So, and then the next time you go, maybe it's going to be like a whole different ballgame, you know?
It's the same thing I tell my clients too. Like they come in sometimes and they're like, you know, I'm just, can I just stretch today? I'm like, yeah, we can. Or, you know, if there's a week, everybody's super sore, they're like, everybody's like dragging. I'm like, you know what? Let's just hang out, relax. We'll just do a little bit of stretching. We'll go foam roll. We'll just take it easy today. Everybody's here because, you know, you never want to beat somebody down if they're already hurting that bad or they're already that drained.
Yeah. Yeah. But they showed up.
But you show up. And as long as you're honest with me, it's like, hey, I just came today to hang out with everybody. I really don't feel like working out and I'm just having one of those days. I'm like, all right, well, you can help me then. Yeah. Let's get set up.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, and the fact that they show up, it speaks volumes about the community that you've built there too, because they obviously feel super, super attracted to that and want to be a part of that, even when if they're not up for working out or whatever it is, you know. I think that's incredible.
Yeah, it's fun. It's really all that, like, you know, they just come in and do it. I'm just there helping them along. Like, it's all them.
Yeah, well, you're doing, yeah, you know, I know, but you're, it stuff bleeds from the top down, you know, that kind of thing. And so you're at the top. You're creating an environment for them, which is so incredible, because people need that, I think. And I think that's how we change
lives.
That's
true. That's 100% true.
You know, it's interesting. I have a lot of people that come to me or talk to me via the internet. I think one common thing I hear a lot, and I'm wondering if you hear this too, is that they say they've been struggling to lose weight, however much it is. It could be anywhere from, I get 5 pounds all the way up to, you know, 40 pounds they want to lose or whatever. And they, I ask them about their nutrition, and their answer invariably is something like this. Well, I eat healthy and I go to the gym 3 times a week and I walk, you know, or whatever the rest of the stuff is. But I just eat healthy. So we kind of dive into that and what that means, and it means something different to every single person out there. And I bring this up just because that was me for a million, what seemed like a million years, eating healthy. You could put in the word clean. Yeah. I hate that word, but you could put that clean thing in there. I eat clean, whatever that means. And I still couldn't lose weight. You know, I mean, I say that because I don't know anymore what that means to people, but, do you see that with people there?
Yeah, it's a lot. Just, and I get the same thing too, ironically online, because like who I train in person and online, it seems like maybe two separate people, but they're like, you know, I eat healthy. I'm like, well, what's healthy? And they're like, you know, I eat my protein, my fruits, my vegetables. I'm like, well, what does that mean? Like, because it's
like
one, everybody's different, and two, really, what is healthy eating? Like, does it mean you have a healthy relationship with your food and you can eat the food you love with the food that you should be eating a lot of? Or are you super restrictive and you don't eat anything bad? Because that's not necessarily healthy either. And, you know, it comes to the point you just start walking through those with them and they're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I find a lot of people, when they say that too, they have no idea how much healthy eating they're doing,
yeah.
You know? And, you know, we all know, you know, avocados and almonds and all these healthy fats, but you take a couple handfuls of almonds and you're probably up 300 calories, if not more, just from that. And if you do that every day, because the office has nuts everywhere, you know, and you're grabbing nuts all day, every day, you know what I mean? I mean, it's like,
oh man, that is, it's so true. It's so true though, because avocados, like one thing, like the big thing, like if we go out, like Paula, my wife, she loves avocados. So we always buy like the small avocado, because I'm not an avocado person. But I'm like, if you eat a whole avocado every morning with toast, because you're not just eating it plain, like that's a ton of calories, even though it's healthy.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the whole point of that. Just, you know, it's a healthy food. And so when I was doing that in my mind, I was like, well, I don't really need to pay attention to this because it's healthy.
Right.
So it's all good. So the three handfuls of almonds really didn't count. I wasn't even thinking about that. That was probably 400 to 500 calories, you know? I think it's a mistake. It's that many, many people make without even kind of thinking about it that way. And I think, especially as you get older, eating healthy sometimes is just not enough. Oh, yeah. You need to pay a little bit more attention to
that. Exactly. Like you need to increase your protein a little bit, because your body, like, it's just not going to have it. So you have to, do that. You need to make sure, you know, there's different fats you need, different amino acids that you're going to need. And I think once, you know, you get to a point where our clients understand, okay, I need to make changes and I'm not going to put a label on it, then they're going to, that's when they see the real results. And it's just, you know, I eat what I eat because this is what I'm supposed to do. Because I'm going to do the paleo, vegan, you know, keto meal or whatever it is.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and I think people, if they, especially as you get older, you know, bone density becomes a problem. You start losing muscle mass, you know, at age 30, and you know, that process just starts declining unless you hop on board a resistance training program of some kind and a protein level that will help keep all that at bay, because all of that put together is going to, you know, send you cruising through, you know, your later years, you know, so that when you're 90 years old, like my mom is, you have more strength to be able to stand up out of a chair like she does not have. And you can press a button because you have strength in your hand and your wrist like she doesn't have, because you've been working on that for years, you know? And I think that is so, so vitally important that so many people lose sight of. They just hang out on the treadmill and think, I'm just going to go for my walk. You
it's
know?
Not going to happen. And that's one thing I've constantly, like, that's kind of what keeps me motivated. Like, I want to get Like my parents passed away when I was young because of bad health. So that is like the opposite of what I want to do. Like I want to make sure that regardless of how long I live, that I'm able to actually live.
Yeah, amen to that. Holy
Like,
smokes, what a good nugget that is.
because how cool would it be? You know, I hear people talk about, I saw this thing on the internet. It was like, you know, work my whole life until, you know, I retire. I'm working to retire. And then now that I'm retired, I can't do anything because I never took care of my health. I'm like, how
Amen
much
to
would that
that.
suck to actually have 100% free time to do whatever you want? And then all of a sudden, you can't do anything.
You can't do anything because you can't move. You're stiff. And that's so fascinating. I'm going to my 40th high school reunion coming up in like a
Oh, let's
month.
go.
Yeah, let's go, baby. Let's go. And it's so funny. I mean, I've been connected with them. I mean, it's still local, so I'm connected with a bunch of people, and we've had little mini gatherings. So a lot of them know me and see me now. And so it's not different, but I'll tell you what's interesting is I am in such a different place than they are, and it's for what you were just describing. They're in their upper 50s now too, and they're having trouble with this joint or with that joint, and they've put on 40 to 50 pounds, and they're just they're not doing anything. And yeah, it's like night and day difference. I feel like because I'm surrounded with you guys, meaning the all I mean I'm like the mother of everybody here because I am,
That
which is just fine. I love that. But
is
because
awesome. We love having you're like, you know, you're the coolest mom ever.
that, my friend, has made my day. But I am. I feel like I'm the mom to everybody. I'm always checking in on Chad, make sure he's not in trouble. Yeah, I'm just trying to keep everybody in a good place. So that's the mama part of me. And it's so fun being with you all because I honestly think that's part of the reason why my head is in a younger space, and that makes a big difference in how I go into a workout maybe, or how I view my nutrition now, because I feel like I may be 58, but I feel like I'm 38, or whatever. And you guys are a big, big reason for that. So yeah, love you all so much.
That's awesome. I love you.
It's just it's incredible, but it's so interesting to see how this affects you as you age, and how important it is for us as coaches to try to get people, the middle-aged kind of group, and even the younger group to hop on it now,
Oh my God. I coached football for a little while and then stopped. But like when I was doing it, and it's even worse now, like this was like maybe 10 years ago when I was, there's like this thing that's very separate that if you play sports, you work out. If you don't play sports, you don't work out.
Wow.
And like there's, because there's kids that like aren't going to the gym, and I see some of these kids, I'm like, you have to do something. You know, I was giving a talk and a lot of these kids are like, you know, no, I just, you know, I walk around, do stuff, but I don't want to work. I don't want to go to the gym and like sweat or do anything. And I'm like, you know, it's, you're already going down a bad path. Why not just try to make it a little bit better? Then there'll be a time where like you never want to hit that point where you can't go back. Especially with your health, because then, like, that's it. You're done.
I think, yeah, if you hit, if you could very well hit the wall at some point, and your body's just like, no, man, you waited way too long. I am the firm believer that really you can make small changes regardless of where you are in life. However, you can make the significant changes as soon as you hop on this wagon. If you wait till you're 90 years old,
Oh,
you will
yeah.
have, you're going to have a bunch of limitations in front of you. Does that mean that you can't improve anything? No, but you probably could have improved a hell of a lot more had you hopped on, 20 years prior, even something like that.
Exactly. And it's, I go back because I like have a bunch of old injuries from like everything. And I was like, you know, my knees are bothering me. Like, knees are always bothering me. I was like, you know what? Maybe I should just take a step back and really, and you know, it's the advice I give people all the time that sometimes it's hard for us to take for ourselves. I'm like, you know what? I need to be able to squat down all the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just with nothing. I was like, you know, I'm gonna get the whole 9 yards checked out. Turned out it was something like stupid simple. Got it dry needled, and then the problem literally instantly was gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, imagine if I kept putting that off,
yeah.
And then, you know, the imbalance from not being able to bend my legs.
Yep.
Would have, and then I wouldn't need a knee replacement. I could have just taken care of it now. And I think that's just, you know, something with our health. Like, don't put it off. Even something super little, like, get your blood pressure checked. Like, go to the supermarket, just get it checked. Like,
yeah.
Just every little thing will help you in a better direction. And each positive experience you have will build on it to become, you know, become second nature. You'll enjoy those things.
Oh, 100%. And you're going to feel better. And that's going to give you more energy to enjoy, you know, life, which is kind of what this is all about.
Right?
Yeah. Well, this has been amazing, my friend. I have loved talking to you.
This is awesome. Thanks so much. I'm pumped. And I'm going to come down and see you soon.
Yeah. So we need to literally talk about that, because I would love to do that. Absolutely. But before we go, tell everybody a little bit about where they can find you and connect with you.
Awesome. So you can find me on Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook, all those at Nick Reese Fitness. That's a Nick with no C, NIKREESE fitness.com. And that's also my website. So you can check it all out there. And I also love coffee. So if anybody wants to talk coffee, just hit me up.
Yeah. You and I need it, because, by the way, Nick is like this coffee guy. He knows what he's doing when he brews. So, another conversation you and I need to have, maybe for another episode.
Yes, definitely.
We'll make it coffee talk or something.
Yes, I love it.
Yeah. And I just want to say, Nick is like the brightest light out there, the most positive and uplifting person I think I know. And so it's just a pleasure to hang out with you.
Oh my God. Thank you so much. My face is hurting from smiling so much right now. You've made my day.
And this guy is king of headbands. I can't let this go until
you want to know something? I ordered a bunch of headbands and I'm setting them out to everybody in the circle. You'll have one soon.
And then we're going to be posting pictures of us with these headbands, and we're going to be tagging you.
Yes. I love it.
Yes. You all need to check Nick out. Please go follow him and check out, first of all, he's the bright light, but he's got beautiful, gorgeous pictures and such positive, your posts have just been so inspirational, just lights fires under everybody. So everybody, make sure you go check him out.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. It was so great to catch up with you, my friend. And
you too.
Legit, we need to find a time to get together.
Let's go. We'll make it happen.
I'll make it happen, my friend. Listen, you have a great day, okay? All right, we'll talk soon.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
See ya.